return now for the second hour of When Worlds Collide here on RBN. I want to call your attention, ladies and gentlemen, to the Republic Trading Group. Fine purveyors of precious metals, gold and silver. You can check it out at republicbroadcasting.org or call 800-691-7898. 800-691-7898. That's the Republic Trading Group. Check it out for your gold and silver portfolios and knowledge and things of that nature in these troubled financial times. Now, continuing on our final hour with our guest, Dennis James, who for a long time was with the Michigan Taxpayers Party, a.k.a. Constitution Party, and we've been discussing the financial situation. And just before the break, we got a little bit into antitrust and things of that nature. I think we're going to sort of segue into the idea of tariffs and different observations, including revamping the money system that would actually correct the economy long-term, not make micro adjustments short-term or simply add window dressing, but we're talking about the routes that would lead to actual solutions, which is one of the primary things the conventional media does not want to discuss. And that's true, isn't it, Mr. James? It's we live in confusing times, and there's too many things that are not on the table. There's too many taboos that need to be put on the table. And, yeah, and I think that
I'm
that...
Sorry, Mark, go ahead. I'm not meaning to interrupt you.
Yeah, that includes tariffs, antitrust, nationalizing or getting rid of the Federal Reserve. There's two schools of thought, perhaps returning to a gold standard, if not at least returning to a U.S. currency where we no longer have the Fed issue money, but the U.S., instead of printing bonds to trade with the Fed, the U.S. actually prints its own U.S. sovereign currency and spends it into circulation. These sorts of things, tariffs, a true sovereign currency minus the Federal Reserve, antitrust, are these not some of the key taboos that are off the table according to the Wall Street and the conventional press, but need to be on the table to help Main Street and the average American? Is that not the case?
Boy, Mark, I'll tell you, you just hit the nail smack dab on the head. The media is totally, I don't know whether it's intentional, whether somebody's pulling their strings, or they're just not aware of this, or they just don't care. I really don't know what the media's pulse is at this point. All I know is that they are very... they get a D as far as a grade for performance, or even worse than that. This whole thing about deregulation being evil, and it all goes back. There's a pattern here that has been so obvious to me, and I'm sure it's been so obvious to you, Mark, over the past 15, 20 years, of where when you hear these words, deregulation, let free markets, which is an oxymoron. What that means is exempt these entities from the rule of law is what that means.
Right.
They don't want to be, they don't want to come under the umbrella of the law. They want you and me to be under that umbrella very tightly.
And the taxes that go with it.
Exactly. It's John D. Rockefeller, Teddy Roosevelt, I mean, this is nothing new. Back, when was it, the early 1900s, when Teddy Roosevelt invoked antitrust laws to curb Standard Oil from having such a monopoly?
Mm-hmm.
And lo and behold, we still have one, don't we? Tariffs, regulations, the rule of law. In fact, the Constitution is very clear. Even before Wall Street, the Constitution of the United States, the founders were... Hold that aware of this.
We got just a couple messages, then we have a long period of time. Stay tuned, everyone. We'll be right back.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest. Is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms, and they do not go away. Take Superbeta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Superbeta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Superbeta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Superbeta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Welcome back to When Worlds Collide here on RBN. We were, before the break, discussing getting on a roll, I think, until that break kind of blindsided us a bit about the taboo subjects that are off the table that should be on the table, including antitrust, including tariffs, including the need for a U.S. sovereign currency issued according to the Constitution by our Congress with the Federal Reserve cut out of the deal. Yes, there are two schools of thought. The AMI conference that I just covered, American Monetary Institute in Chicago, talks about nationalizing the Fed, stripping it of its money issuance powers, and just relegating it to sort of a bookkeeping function. Others say abolish the Fed. Some say gold standard. Some say no gold standard. But everyone agrees that money needs to be issued by our Congress according to the Constitution. Again, that's one of the taboo topics in conventional media, along with tariffs and antitrust. Ballot access, having fair ballot access, not having rigged vote machines, returning to hand-counted paper ballots. Many of these things could be added to the list, ladies and gentlemen, that would enlighten Americans as to what's wrong and how to correct it, that would lift the barriers toward redressing our grievances. And in the little bit less than an hour we have remaining today, we'll cover what we can. Those that want to chime in, it's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Our guest today is Mr. Dennis James, long time with the Michigan Constitution Party, a.k.a. Taxpayers Party. Sorry about that, blindsided by the break there, Mr. James.
Oh, no, I understand, Mark.
Yeah, these things kind of come up.
Yeah,
and
they come up, yeah. You have to have people that are sponsoring things and
but
advertising
anyway,
fine products.
Getting back on the train we were just on, you were making a very cogent point that when you hear things like deregulation, when you hear things like let the market rule and leave it to the market, what Wall Streeters and Rockefeller spawn often really mean is they want to be exempt from the rule of law, as you put it. They want to be exempt from at least most taxes, where that does not mean that you and I or the average person would be exempt from the rule of law or taxes, but only them.
No, they're, what they're saying, in essence, is let the fox guard the hen house.
Right, they being the foxes.
That's, yeah, that's right. And the taxpayer are being the hen house.
Yeah. Now, you know, it's interesting. When you demolish these myths, how they pop like bubbles. They're so fragile. They look so impressive. But all the terminology that they spread through the media, which is really just their marketing arm, because almost all media is corporately owned, and through their think tanks and through their so-called nonprofit organizations and foundations, it's all myth. A lot of it is just perpetuating myths, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. And then isn't it ironic how all of these people are in step with academia?
Yeah.
It's like a two-headed or three-headed horse, you know? And
yeah,
they're all whinnying the same tune.
Yeah, the occasional professor that doesn't want to do that, who cries foul, soon finds himself in the very welfare line that he just wrote his thesis about.
Exactly. Yeah, he's out he's out the door, you know?
Yes, and the door only works one way.
Right.
But, hey, yeah, you were saying, if you will, continue on your train of thought. You were talking about all this terminology and all these misleading things where the real things that need to be discussed are kept off the table, and instead they substitute all these nice-sounding but misleading and deceiving slogans.
They're slogans. You know, what they do, Mark, is they're very, very strong and very adept at using the blackout. You could use the blackout method when you have control. When you assume total control of the media, and as you and I used to like to call it, the dominant media, more so than the mainstream media, it's really the dominant media.
Yeah,
that controls us, the information that we get. They can spew out whatever they want, and they could put a lid on whatever they want. So you will never hear an alternative viewpoint, or you'll never hear what might be the truth and what might be the right way of approaching things.
Which might lead to a solution, and we can't have that.
Right. And another thing that goes hand in hand with all of this is the blackout on our history, the history of our nation, the history of our country. When you black out, when you detach a generation and a society from its origins, boy, that's big business, or a big problem. And this is what we're seeing. This is a combination of things that are taking place today. So as a result, we're falling victim, and we're turning into a bunch of Pavlov's dogs who are responding to what the media tells us and what news press or news release our local congressman puts out. And we just fall right in line. There's no open-mindedness occurring at all. If there is, it's being suppressed, like you say, or it'll be treated like Randy Weaver or someone else who comes along with a mind of his own, and he'll get stepped on like an ant.
You know, it's interesting that the newspapers are so full of sports stats, but you can hardly find how your congressman votes, and that is one of so many omissions, like you're saying. So much of the propaganda is simply what is covered up.
And you know, another thing, the media in Southwest Michigan, as you're well aware, there are basically three major papers in Southwest Michigan, and these three major papers totally ignore our congressman here in Southwest Michigan, and ignore the fact that he's the legal heir to one of these giant corporations, who has just gobbled up a bunch of its competitors here within the last few years.
Mm-hmm.
And they just give him a free ride. He votes on trade bills that definitely will enhance his well-being. And not a single reporter, investigative reporter, if there are any left in Southwest Michigan besides Mark Anderson, that will raise this issue, that will call him on it and say, how come you didn't excuse yourself from that NAFTA vote? How come you didn't excuse yourself from that GATT vote because of the fact that you are the legal heir to a behemoth corporation that stands to benefit from this law? But yet, no one will ask that question. That is, I mean, if you bring that up, boy, you're in trouble.
Yeah, that would be one of the taboos brought down to the district level.
Right, exactly. One of them that would be brought down.
Thing for a number of congressmen across the nation in similar situations where often they do come from affluent backgrounds and they have similar situations that their local media brushes aside. But Fred Upton, of course, is a very noted example of what we're talking about. The privileged son gets a free ride, even when he votes for most favored nation status for trade for China,
if he votes for funding for the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, that fraud organization that's doing nothing but extracting taxpayer dollars and shipping them overseas so that corporations can build and expand their manufacturing base in China and other foreign countries. That's what the OPIC is all about.
Yeah,
a lot of American people don't realize.
Right.
And Fred Upton continually votes for funds for that.
Constantly.
Yeah.
And it's interesting, just using him as an example, you know, the counter to all of this, of course, is are the broad themes of antitrust, tariffs, a true private enterprise as opposed to this monopoly capitalism where big business and big government are married in a fascist model. And then, of course, currency reform of the utmost degree where the U.S. cuts the Fed out of the deal, prints money instead of bonds, and issues its own sovereign currency according to the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
These are not only Band-Aids and pills to swallow. This is outright surgery that would completely cure the patient.
Exactly.
And so when you see OPIC, when you see Fred Upton, this one congressman out of 435, voting to give subsidies and money to help American companies relocate overseas, all their profit, much of their profit is hinged on the knowledge that they know that when they send those finished products back into the U.S., there really are no tariffs to speak of to cancel the profits they've made by relocating in the first place.
Exactly.
And so, ergo, tariffs have to be a taboo topic.
Right, right. Tariffs are part of our constitutional order.
The Mackinac Center for Public Policy here in Michigan, in Midland, is one of numerous think tanks. The Hudson Institute in Indiana comes to mind. All sorts of these think tanks, to even mention the word tariffs, you'd think that you were talking about, sex at a nursing home. I mean, it's as if you're talking about something that's gross or literally obscene to these eggheads that don't understand that Americans are beginning to understand what's going on.
Right.
And we can all hope, and I think that there are reasons to believe that Americans, having seen these high gas prices, were already concerned about the economy. Might it not also be true that, given the concern that high fuel prices have already caused, that this current financial crisis, possibly the Wall Streeters have overplayed their hand? I know that a lot of Americans are ready to hear about tariffs, antitrust, real sovereign money. I just gave a program on it at a local library, and it was amazing the amount of interest that's there. When people hear these taboo topics being discussed, their ears perk up. Have you experienced that before?
Yes, I have. I've experienced it, and I think we can only hope, Mark, that we're finally starting to see some attention being diverted from the everyday reflexive mentality. And people are starting to ask more questions, and they're starting to they sense that they've been sold a bill of goods. And one of the hardest things when you are sold a bill of goods, or in other words, when you are tricked or scammed or swindled, so to speak, there's a period of time after the big swindle where you
we have just about 10 seconds, but
yeah,
go ahead.
There's a period of time after the swindle where you have to get your senses back, and it's more like a reclamation period.
Very good point. We'll continue in a few minutes with Dennis James here on RBN. Stay tuned.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Are you new to freeze-drying foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We now return to One World Collide here on RBN. I'm your host, Mark Anderson. This show has been going since March of 08, and I've been having a good time doing it. We're usually live. There's a few reruns now and then. We're live today. And remember in these troubled times to check out the Republic Trading Group, precious metals, gold and silver, things of that nature. They can give you a lot of assistance and a lot of insight. Check it out at republicbroadcasting.org or call 800-691-7898. That's 800-691-7898. Tell them Mark Anderson of AFP tipped you. Returning now with Dennis James, our guest here. We're going into a short segment before the bottom of the hour, and then we'll have a longer segment after that. We've been expounding on and outlining the taboos that are off the table and should be on the table so we can see through the fog machine out of Wall Street and our press on how to correct our financial ship of state. And we've been talking about the many deceptive things they do say as well as the things they don't say, those taboos, that is. Mr. James, it's very interesting. We were talking about the local Southwest Michigan Congressman, Mr. Fred Upton, having been so supportive of the Overseas Private Investment Corporation, having voted for NAFTA, having voted for GATT, I believe having voted for CAFTA, the Central American Free Trade Agreement. And of course, being immune or tone deaf to the ideas of tariffs and national sovereignty and strong principles in support of a national currency and getting rid of Federal Reserve funny money, things of that nature. In keeping with that, I want to just read a little paragraph out of an article I wrote back in February of this year. And this is quoting Gus Stelzer, the retired GM executive I often quote when I talk about jobs. He said, based on a very conservative 4-to-1 ripple effect, if the goods represented by America's current annual trade deficit were produced in the United States instead of overseas, those goods made here would generate $2 trillion in added national income, equal to about $16,600 per household per year.
Bingo.
Now, if that one paragraph doesn't say it all, I don't know what does.
Right. This gentleman is a very astute, intelligent man, and he's totally vilified and ignored. As far as Gus is concerned, I think what they used against him very adeptly was the blackout.
Yeah.
He wrote his book, The Nightmare of Camelot, even before Pat Buchanan and Ross Perot came on the scene as candidates. So he was really ahead of the curve.
Yes.
And he was shouting from the rooftop about what was happening and what was the cause and what was the, he not only shined a light on the cause, but he also shined a light on the solution. And boy, that's one thing they don't want, the powers that be.
Yes, and can you imagine, and I will mention we have a caller, Tom from Michigan. We'll bring him on in a second. Can you imagine if all those goods that represent our trade deficit were made here, and all that added trillions of national income were coming in here, funding sufficient revenue for local and state governments, and imagine if there was tariff revenue for the federal government, perhaps in place of our federal income tax. Can you imagine how small or non-existent the national debt would become and how unlikely these bailouts would be?
Right, right. There would be revenue. There would be much tax revenue there to support our infrastructure, which is really, I'll tell you, our infrastructure is becoming decadent. We
yeah.
have areas here in southwest Michigan where some of the roads aren't even drivable. You can't even traverse the roads or negotiate them anymore.
Very dangerous-looking bridges.
There are bridges on 131, which runs from all the way up the western corridor here of Michigan, that I'm afraid to drive under them. I'd just soon go off the road and bypass them. That's how rusted out they are, and nobody seems to want to address this infrastructure problem. It's just
yeah.
unbelievable.
Yes. Now, we do have a break coming at the bottom of the hour, but let's at least acknowledge, and we can bring him on after the messages. Tom from Michigan, are you there?
Hello.
Tom?
Yes. Hello.
Hey, how are you? Thanks for calling.
We have a minute or so
before the break, but we can keep you on until after the break.
That's fine. I'd just like to make a couple comments. But first of all, I do know Dennis James from the Constitution Party. I met Dennis back in 2000. When I was running for third U.S. district here up in Grand Rapids.
Oh, that sounds like Tom Greggo.
It is.
Yeah. I know him very well, Mark.
Interesting. Well, thanks for calling, Tom. Fire away, and then we'll keep you on after the break.
Well, okay, the thing I wanted to fire away at, you guys are talking about the media, yeah, and they seem to be controlled, and in the last 6 months or so, I've lopped onto a guy by the name of Michael Savage. I don't know if you guys get him down there. I get him on Wood at 6 p.m. up here in GR.
I haven't heard his rants in quite a while, but go on.
Well, okay, the guy probably does sometimes go off on a rant, but he hits the nail on the head. I mean, he's not controlled. He's not beholden to certain powers to be like the Limbaughs and the Hannitys.
Oh, well, Tom, we got the messages coming up in about 10 seconds. You guys stay on board. We'll be right back here on RBN with When Worlds Collide. Stay tuned.
Sure.
Yeah. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Now be honest, is your sex drive what it used to be? Don't ignore the warning signs. Prostate problems begin around age 40. And by 60, one out of every two men will have these symptoms. And they do not go away. Take Super Beta Prostate. It has 3,000 times more concentration of the key ingredient in saw palmetto. It's so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same health benefits of one Super Beta Prostate. Try it risk-free for 30 days and give your prostate the nutrition it needs. For a risk-free trial of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848. With Super Beta Prostate, you get results or you get your money back. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the Super Beta Prostate banner to learn more about the product. Here's something. It doesn't matter if you're white, black, red, purple, thin, fat, or oblong. If you're eating food, you need to clean out the inside of your body. Why? Because undigested food and toxic chemicals build up in the digestive tract every day. If you think this can't hurt you, think again. It already has. Indigestion, bloating, gas, irregularity, and constipation are all connected to this toxic buildup. Here's what you can do about it. Take a supplement called AlloCleanse. It's all natural, and it gently cleanses the entire digestive tract. All that leftover junk inside your body gets flushed away, and your bathroom habits suddenly become a whole lot smoother. Laugh all you want, but it's true. And it's why millions of people use AlloCleanse daily. They get more energy, they're healthier, and they look better. You'd be surprised. To try AlloCleanse risk-free, call 1-800-547-6603. That's 1-800-547-6603. Or log on to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click onto the AlloEase colon banner and learn more about this product.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Returning to When Worlds Collide here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, our guest is Dennis James, a long time with the Michigan Taxpayers Party, and we have a guest caller, and that's Tom from Michigan. And continuing our conversation, we're talking about the media and many other topics, especially in relation to the financial situation, excuse me. And Tom, while we got you still on board, go ahead and continue what you were saying.
Well, I was trying to inform your listeners that there are some people in the media, like Michael Savage, who doesn't seem to be beholden to commercial entities who are really controlled by the big fellas. Take Rush Limbaugh. Okay, he's got to be nice to the Bush, Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney, if he wants them back on his program. Savage, he calls a spade, and he's really truthful. Now, sure, okay, the guy can go off on a rant or a rave, but all of us have our idiosyncrasies. Another guy that on the national media is Neil Bortz, but I don't think he's as quite as independent as Michael Savage.
The CNN guy, Lou Dobbs?
Lou Dobbs, yeah, he's been nailing the immigration problem. Savage has been calling border language culture for 15 years.
Yeah, in that realm, he certainly makes some good points. I have some rather strong disagreements with him on military policy and his, unless he's changed it, his view of the Islamic threat, which I see largely as a paper tiger just used as a propaganda tool to scare the masses. I'm not saying that there aren't possible, enclaves within radical Islam that might not pose some degree of threat.
Well,
but certainly nothing like Red China poses economically and militarily against the United States and the West in general. What do you think, Dennis?
I would agree with you on that, Mark. I think China is the biggest threat we have in front of us today. They have the military might. They have the numbers as far as the people. They really pose a gigantic threat to us in the long term and in the short term. As far as Islamic radicalism, I like you, I have my doubts there to some degree. I don't think that the majority of the Muslims in the world are as radical as they're made out to be, because I have met a lot of them, and they're very, very coexistent with Christianity, some of them that I've spoken to, and I think the media is raising a false flag to a degree. I don't know how strong of a degree it is, but that's just my personal feeling.
Yeah, but nevertheless, Mr. Savage at least does have some independent thinking. I think you make a good point there, Tom. And Lou Dobbs certainly calls attention to the plight of the middle class. Yet, I wonder openly, and I will mention we have another caller, Dave from Massachusetts, we'll get to in just a moment. Please hang on, Dave. It certainly still remains true, however, that there's an outflanking of these quasi-independent voices by the dominant media. And certainly we can all hope, and I believe it's happening, that the independent media, such as RBN, such as American Free Press, and many other good blogs and newspapers and radio outlets, are beginning to make a difference, because you seem to agree, Mr. James, that Americans, not always in a knowledgeable way, but sometimes by sheer instinct, are beginning to sense that they've really been had. I mean, even when we had the gas prices scaring us and draining our wallets, the mortgage crisis has been simmering on the stove for months now.
Oh, absolutely.
And I'll just finish my train of thought real quick. We have the fuel costs, the mortgage crisis, and now we have this overall crisis. Now it's a systemic thing. It's not just mortgages. It's not just fuel. But it's the broader Wall Street picture, that big gambling house over there in Manhattan. And, it takes some real clarification on the part of commentators like Savage or Lou Dobbs or whomever to really sort this out. I don't know if they're up to this task, Tom. The ones you mentioned, as laudable as they are in many ways, I don't know that they're up to sorting this out. What do you think, Tom?
I don't know. I don't really know what they're, basis is, where their root is. I know Michael Savage seems to be, I heard him just last night, he comes at it from a religious angle, he's a spiritual guy, and I think basically that's where a lot of us in this situation are recognizing that things are going on, not only in our country, but in the world. And I have the feeling that the powers to be, the globalists, if you want to call them, the one worlders, the new world order people, they're trying to manipulate things to fall into place for them. Look at, you guys were talking about manufacturing going out of the country. What are we going to have in the next few years? I heard something on the radio the other day, we lost 300,000 jobs, manufacturing jobs in Michigan since 2000. That does not bode well for our manufacturing base. The media is controlled by a few people. Few people own the radio stations and the press. And now it looks like they're going this route with this financial crisis. How many banks do you think we'll wind up with after this thing is over? Dennis was talking a little earlier about the more competitors we have, the better it is for us. It looks to me like we're having fewer competitors. They're just be a few banks. So where I'm coming at this thing from is it's just not a coincidence, you know, that this stuff is happening. I guess I'm saying I subscribe to a conspiracy theory, all right?
Well, if it has factual basis, it ceases to become a theory. You got to be careful of using the language that the real conspiracy perpetrators use, and that's always using the word theory as if everything is theoretical, and not everything is theoretical.
Well, I use that word theory because I don't have real hard facts to prove my thesis at this time. But another outlet I'll put you guys on to, and this is on the internet, DavidIke.com.
Spell that out.
David, I believe it's E-I-K. It might be E-I-C-K. .com. And he equates it to the Big Brother and Orwellian conclusion that, this is being foisted upon us. And he blows holes in some of the things that are happening. He contests some of the things that are happening and says that we are being contrived. We are being dumbed down. The people in our country have been dumbed down by the media, because how many guys listen to your radio show? And certainly more people listen to the mass media than your program, Mark, and I don't mean to be belittling you.
Oh, of course not. No, I understand. But let me add something there, Tom. The media is one of the main areas where the so-called taboo of antitrust needs to be raised. The Federal Communications Commission, and I met one of their chief commissioners at a media reform conference in Minnesota back in June. The Federal Communications Commission is really, really needing to get on the spot here and do its job, because antitrust when it comes to the media is of particular importance to keep
Correct.
The media outlets from falling into too few hands, to where we always get the same message from seemingly different outlets. So, I will part ways with you there,
yes,
Tom.
Thank you much for listening to my comments, and better take care of this guy from Massachusetts, and take care, Dennis. Nice talking
you too,
with you.
Tom. Nice to hear from you.
Yeah, nice talking with you.
Thanks
guys.
For
take
calling,
care.
Tom. Call again sometime. Now we have Dave in Massachusetts. We have just a few minutes before another break. Dave, are you there?
Oh, hi, Mark.
Hello. How are you?
Good. It's great to hear your voice. It's
good.
You're one of the few people I can put a face to now, to the voice, after meeting you at Andover.
Oh, yeah, we met at a conference. You're correct.
Anyway, what
would you like to add to this today, Dave?
Well, I was going to say quickly what Tom was talking about, the previous caller. That's David Icke. It's I-C-K-E is how you spell it.
I-C-K-E.
Yeah, I-C-K-E. And also, Tom was talking about Bush and Limbaugh, and he might get a kick out of what I've always called Rush Limbaugh for years. Is I call him Bush Limbaugh.
Bush Limbaugh.
Bush Limbaugh.
Yeah.
That's what I call him.
Yeah, you know? It's no doubt there's some relevance there, but go on.
Yeah, and anyways, Mark, so it's great to see Charlotte Dennett on the front page of the most recent American Free Press.
And, yeah, she's a gutsy lady. You got to hand it to her for giving it a try. But we took that taboo angle. We talked about the Progressive Party, and I'm not sure anyone in the media can even spell that, let alone write about it, because they're not a Democrat or a Republican. I mean, what are we to make of someone that's not a Democrat or a Republican? They're not in the big tent that includes almost no one. You know, it's what are we to make of this? She wants justice? I mean, what's she talking about here? You know, presidents can't be held accountable. They should just be able to destroy whatever country they want. I mean, come on, you know, what's the rule of law when you're the president, you know?
Yeah, right, Mark. Well, you know, it's a neat picture of her, 'cause she looks like she really means business. I wouldn't want her on my case trying to build a case against me, because she looks like a no-nonsense type of lady.
Especially working with Vincent Bugliosi, who, as we learned at that conference, whatever his beliefs in some areas we may disagree with, you wouldn't want him after you either. He's got a legal mind that knows exactly how to boil it down to making the statutes apply to what you do. He knows how to find out whether a sitting president's actions can fall within the realm of criminal law. He knows exactly how to do it. It's, of course, you know, American Free Press doesn't really take a position per se on this, but it's very newsworthy that someone of that caliber would do what he's doing, give the speech in Andover, and then go right over to Vermont and support Charlotte Dennett in running as the Progressive Party's candidate for Vermont Attorney General, in part because Vermont, on a per capita basis, has lost more soldiers in the war than any other state.
Oh, yeah, the Green Mountain Boys, they're still alive. Hey, one last thing, if I can quickly say this, Mr. James, and by the way, hello, Mr. James.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Hey, you were talking about the media and stuff, but, you know, I attended a church service last night. It's called Monday Night Recovery. It's at one of these big mega churches. And like, an assistant pastor was up there speaking, and he was talking about the idea was how the only one you can trust is Jesus. And anyways, he went through a whole list of things that you can't trust. You know, you can't trust this, you can't trust that. And, you know, accidentally, he said, and you can't trust the government and everything. And right away, he caught himself, and he remembered the whole thing about the 501c3 tax status and being a government church. And right after he said, you can't trust the government, he says, oh, I didn't mean you can't trust the government. I trust the government and everything, you know. So, you know, the churches should be on the front lines of fighting this, all this criminality and everything, but they have to say that they trust the government to keep their 501c3 status. You know?
Let's see, 501c3, that's the five reasons, 501c3, there's five letters there, or numbers, that's the five reasons, or you might say one reason that they, you know, they'd rather protect their tax status. You know, wouldn't, if I were a preacher, I'd rather pay taxes and speak out. Maybe that's just me. Where am I coming from? What do you guys think?
Dave, did you get up and walk out after that?
No, I didn't, because I almost kind of think of myself almost like as a spy. I just like to keep an eye on what these characters are up to, you know?
Sometimes it's good to sit around and listen to all of it, you know, take it all in so you can get a better view.
Yeah. At this same church now, a couple of weeks ago, what was this now? They were, they were singing this song, a praise song to the Lord and everything. And the name of the song was Surrender, Surrender. And you know, they were singing, I surrender this and I surrender that. And anyways, they finally said, I surrender all my rights to you. I surrender all my rights to you. And I felt like yelling out, hey, God's the one that gave you your rights in the first place. He gave them to you to use. He doesn't want you to surrender them back to him. He wants you to use your rights. I surrender all my rights to you, you know?
Yeah, these are the people that can't even read Romans 13. You know, you'd think they had the Bible upside down when they read Romans 13. I just don't know where they're coming from in their view, which usually includes, be careful, this car will be empty in case of rapture. Follow at your own caution. They're being whisked away with the promised ones. I guess they're going to go surrender their rights up somewhere else.
You know what really slays me, though, Mark, and then I'll free you guys up, but I've even heard preachers in the Patriot movement say this, but when they quote that, render to Caesar, what Caesar's and everything. And
they don't even understand what they're talking about.
No.
We don't have a Caesar in this country. Don't they know we don't have a Caesar in this country? Render to Caesar. I render nothing to Caesar.
You know what? You know, can I interrupt that for that quote from the Bible?
Or go ahead,
Dennis. When Jesus said that, Jesus said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. If you're really a Christian, the point there is that everything belongs to the Lord. So you don't render anything to Caesar.
Amen.
I mean, if you're a Christian and you study the Bible, everything belongs to the Lord. Everything is His. He loans it to us, you know, and we are to be good stewards over it, and we're going to be judged as to our stewardship over what the Lord lends to us. So the point Jesus was making was he knew he was talking to non-believers when he made that statement, when he said, render unto Caesar that which is Caesar's. Well, he knew himself nothing is Caesar's.
Right.
There's
right.
no other way of explaining that passage. At least
yeah,
I know of.
It's almost like he was being facetious in a subtle way.
Exactly. Exactly. And I would like, you know, I would, unless some other biblical scholar can tell me different, I that's the way I review that passage.
Well, modern-day evangelicals, don't count on them to tell you different.
Oh, the dispensationalists of the day, they have the church running on a wild train ride somewhere, who knows where.
Well, the end is near. I mean, every moment, every second, you got to have your bags packed standing at your doorway. I don't even understand how they get any work done preparing for the end times that they never stop talking about for
yeah,
even...
Yeah. And it goes back to what you were saying. I heard you say one time, Mark, thy will be done, thy kingdom come, as earth, on earth as it is in heaven.
Yeah, we're to do well on earth as well as prepare for the afterlife. We have messages here. We'll be right back on RBN. Stay tuned.
Bye, Mark.
Most of mankind's diseases have now been conquered. This medical breakthrough can save your life or the life of a loved one. Please listen. The answer to AIDS, hepatitis A, B, and C, malaria, herpes, TB, most cancers, and many more of mankind's worst diseases has been found. Details of this amazing secret has been freely disclosed in Jim Humble's book, The Miracle Mineral Supplement of the 21st Century, available at miraclemineral.org. Read how, in five countries of Africa, over 75,000 cases of malaria and other diseases were successfully treated with this new mineral supplement. Learn more at miraclemineral.org. It also works with colds, flu, pneumonia, sore throats, warts, mouth sores, and even abscessed teeth. Download part one of this amazing book free at miraclemineral.org. Then, if you're satisfied, purchase part two for only $9.95 or the hard copy for only $19.95. Please enter RBN when prompted on where you heard about miraclemineral.org.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? A world economic collapse could come any day. Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs? Question: do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound. Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited. Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system. Without water, you die. It's all online at survivalistseeds.com. Are you prepared? That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now or become property of the new world order.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
We now return with the conclusion of today's When Worlds Collide on September 30th, 2008. And our guest today has been Dennis James. Long time, he was active with the Michigan U.S. Taxpayers Party, now known nationally as the Constitution Party. We've outlined the taboos and potential remedies embodied in those taboo subjects regarding the financial crisis. That's been our main topic today. The solutions are right before us, ladies and gentlemen. They always are. They always have been. And that includes the subjects that the mainstream media just will not put on the table, the dominant media. And that includes tariffs, getting rid of free trade. It includes antitrust properly crafted and properly enforced. It also branches out into equal ballot access for all candidates and all parties. It includes paper ballots counted at the precinct level with the results posted there, hand-counted paper ballots, getting rid of these electronic voting machines where a vote for Smith on the outside of the machine turns into a vote for Jones on the inside of the machine. Mr. James, what else would you like to add? We just have maybe 3 or 4 minutes left. How might you summarize today's conversation?
Well, very insightful. I would like, in the area of regulation and deregulation, I would like to just point out quickly a stark contrast, and that is with our ballot access laws. You touched on the surface of it. Our ballot access laws, you want to talk about an area where there's over-regulation. That is the area one must look at. We're on a course to deregulate every economic aspect, with the exception of taxes being levied on the individual and regulations as to the activities of the individual. We're not deregulating any of that. We're increasing regulations on it, and the regulations on the most precious right that we have as Americans, and that's our right to vote and go to the polls, with this being an election year. That's one of the most over-regulated areas of our economy.
Isn't it ironic that deregulation just doesn't apply to the electoral process?
No.
And creating a level playing field. But, hey, we have to deregulate these sparkling golden avenues for Wall Street, right? That's
right, the golden brick road, if you want to call it, known as Wall Street, they must function freely so we can get a free read. So to speak. Well, we're witnessing that free read right now and what the results are. And, if American people have to see this. And when it comes to ballot access, that's why I think it would be important for you to have a gentleman by the name of Richard Winger on your show sometime, if you possibly could do that.
Yes,
he is the head of ballot access, and he could give you some really in-depth insight into what's going on in every state across this country. I believe his webpage is ballotaccessnews.org, or I'm not sure what the if it's dot, but if you put an engine search on it, you'll find it.
Google ballot access. Yeah, just to kind of spin what you're saying, we have in a lot of ways a need not so much for deregulation, although there is a need for some of it, but we have a need to regulate areas that ought to be regulated and deregulate areas that should not be so regulated.
Right.
Congress should control trade, but they delegate it to the World Trade Organization.
Right.
They should regulate trade. Congress should regulate the value of money and coin it and issue it. Instead, they delegate it to the Federal Reserve.
Right.
And the ballot access laws, as we've touched on.
Right. In Michigan, for example, the Constitution Party...
probably 30 seconds or less. Go on. We got about 20 seconds, Dennis.
The U.S. Taxpayer Party of Michigan cannot change their name without getting 60,000 more signatures to change it to their national party name of the Constitution Party. That's absolutely disgusting.
That just says it all. Well, there's a lesson, ladies and gentlemen. Too much regulation where it's not needed. Well, we'll see you next time on When Worlds Collide. Thanks, Dennis, for being with me. We'll see you on the air next week. Thanks.
Men, are you urinating?